From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's unemployment rate has dropped below 11% for the first time since the recession began. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the state report out Friday has some very disappointing job numbers.
Some job reports bring a pretty clear headline. This one's a bit muddled. First of all, even though the new national numbers are for February, the state report is for January. And while unemployment dipped to 10.9%, down from 11.2% in December, California lost 5,200 jobs. That's compared to a nationwide gain in January of 284,000 jobs. Chapman University economist Ismail Adibi says California has 12% of the U.S. population, so it should have added 12% of the nation's jobs.
We are not catching up with the national job growth. And in fact, we are way, way underperforming the nation as a whole.
But there's even a caveat here. The state revised December's job gain from about 10,000 to nearly 40,000. We'll learn in a couple of weeks if January gets a similar revision. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Supporters of a ballot measure that would require labeling on genetically engineered foods are gathering signatures for the November ballot. The California Right to Know Genetically Engineered Food Act would require both raw and processed foods to be labeled if their genetic contents have been changed through certain techniques. The initiative co-chair Grant Lundberg says consumers want to know.
This is really a new technology that we don't fully understand the human interaction with this and also the environmental interaction.
Opponents, including the California Farm Bureau Federation, are ready to fight the measure. They say it's a scare tactic that will result in higher food prices. Supporters must collect more than 500,000 signatures by next month to be eligible for the November ballots. Find other state and local stories at northbayvoice.org, and we're looking for you. If you have a story or other material, click on Step Inside.